Tito, you met with the Indians Radio Network affiliates in January, and you used the term, our team is going to come out with a vengeance. And then you used it that night at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards. So maybe you were testing it out on the affiliates. But well, is that a message that you wanted to get out right away?
That or I'd had a couple drinks at the banquet. But, you know, that's the idea. I mean, okay, so you have a bitter ending. You can feel sorry for yourself, or what's the best way to come back? Let's come back with a little chip on our shoulder or a vengeance. However you want to say it, we want to get after it. That's going to put us in the best position this year to win.
You measure your words very carefully, as a manager should. That was a message you were trying to send, or had you already picked up on that vibe?
I just think it's the way we felt. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't think we could back it up. You know, I mean, you can never guarantee you're going to win. But you can guarantee the effort you put forth and how you're going to play the game. And for that part of it, I don't worry much, which is a good feeling.
As these guys came to Goodyear, as they came into the clubhouse, can you kind of read that mindset as soon as they're arriving?
Yeah, pretty much. You can, you know, we test out the first day kind of their physical shape, things like that. So you can kind of tell what they've done in the winter, what they haven't done, how ready they are to play. Because that's a big thing, is how much can we do early? Because if guys aren't in shape, you can want to work, but if you do, you're going to hurt guys. So that's a big test early on.
Tito, I was talking with Hammy earlier, and we were talking about the fact that Hammy and I could probably rattle off 20, 21, 22 roster spots already. So what are the battles, what are the positions that you're really honing on in the next couple of weeks?
Well, one is, you know we have a spot or two in the bullpen. We have our utility guy on the bench. Saying that, there's always, you know that something's going to probably happen. We don't know what it is, but it always does. So we try to get the best read on every player in camp. It's hard in spring training. Like, spring training can kind of fool you a little bit. But you look at their track record, you look at what they're doing here, you try to figure out what guys fit on your team. And then if something happens, okay, plan B. What's plan B? Because it can't just be the guy that swung the bat the best in the spring. It's got to be who fits in the role and what they complement the guy that they're with.
There seems to be a pattern where you bring those veteran guys in. A Matt Belisle, Rajay comes back, a Melvin Upton. Take us through your thought process there.
Well, every year we've had a couple, three non-roster guys make our team, and we know it's going to happen every year. It's part of the way of we do business. Guys like Rayburn, Atchison, Manship, Otero, guys like that. And it'll happen again this year. We, like the names you just brought up, we expect some of those guys to make our club or to compete to make our club. That's just kind of how we're built. And we've been really fortunate, and those guys have really helped us in the past.
Tito, I know you were thrilled for Mickey Callaway, but he was an integral part of your staff. But, man, to get a guy like Carl Willis, you had to be thrilled with that.
You know, not just Carl, because we are, but to get Atch and Brian Sweeney, kind of the three-headed pitching department, we were really pleased. Like you said, losing Mickey's a big deal. And we didn't want to just put a Band-Aid on something. So I thought we took our time. I thought we did it right. And I'm really comfortable with where our pitchers are going to be as far as being coached or being taken care of. They're in good shape.
And finally, to wrap things up, I know you got to scoot, but this is really a month for you to look at younger players. You've talked about this in a couple of your pressers. Who are some of the younger guys, perhaps future Indians, whether it's an 18 or beyond, that have caught your attention?
Well, the one thing is we don't know. That's the fun of it, is you just really don't know. I mean, but getting to watch Eric Haas the other day, you know, rifle that home run, hit that double to right center, or a Mejia or a Greg Allen, or even guys that are further away, you know, like Willie Castro, just getting to kind of put a name with a face, with a body, with the way they play, really helps. So then when they go to their season and we start to see what they're doing, you kind of have an idea of really how they're doing it.